In this bulletin, an Indigenous water ownership scheme launched, the opposition defends its nuclear energy plan, and in sport, South Africa remains undefeated in the T20 World Cup. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. A long-awaited Indigenous water ownership scheme has been launched in the Murray-Darling Basin. The Aboriginal Water Entitlements Program makes $100 million available to buy water in the basin, with Aboriginal representatives to determine how the money is spent. An interim governance body has been set up by Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek so water entitlements can be purchased before a permanent body is established. The minister said on Sunday its directors and advisory group members were independently selected from First Nations groups in the basin. Victoria's Yurok Justice Commission was told in April native title covers 40% of Australian land, yet Indigenous people held rights to less than 1% of surface water. The Coalition has defended its plan to build nuclear reactors if it wins the next federal election. Earlier this week, the Coalition announced it would build 7 nuclear plants at the sites of coal-fired power stations. Experts have criticised the controversial plan, citing concerns over climate impacts and whether it will actually reduce energy costs. Deputy Coalition Leader Susan Lee says utilising nuclear energy will save Australians money on their power bills.
Every Australian deserves and should expect access to cheaper, cleaner and consistent electricity. Power bills have already increased by up to $1,000 for many Australians when they were promised a $275 cut. 90% of baseload electricity, predominantly coal-fired power, is coming to the end of its life over the next decade.
Overcrowding of houses in Northern Territory's remote communities will be addressed under a new 10-year remote housing agreement. The deal is between the federal and Northern Territory governments and the 4 major Aboriginal land councils. Overcrowding in the Northern Territory remains 43% higher than the national average. Northern Territory Minister for Remote Housing, Selena Yubo, says she's confident hundreds of new homes will be delivered.
What it means for the Northern Territory is 2,700 new homes in the bush. This is something we can absolutely deliver on. It's an average of 270 new homes in the bush per year for the next 10 years. And if anyone is sceptical of us hitting that target, we can absolutely hit that target. Last year alone, the Territory Labor Government delivered on 390 new homes in the bush. This is a great aspiration, which has now turned into a reality.
The first workers tasked with maintaining and operating Australia's future nuclear-powered submarines have been sent to the US for training. The 30 skilled submarine workers from the government's ASC shipbuilding company departed for Pearl Harbor in Hawaii to get hands-on experience maintaining US Virginia-class vessels. More than 100 ASC workers are expected to be sent overseas by mid-2025 for naval propulsion skilling. Once they complete their training, the workers will return to Western Australia, where they will train other workers and lead maintenance of rotating US and UK nuclear-powered submarines. The program supports local industry gaining experience before Australia first acquires its own Virginia-class submarines and AUKUS nuclear submarines. And to cricket, South Africa has defeated England by 7 runs in match 45 of the T20 World Cup to move to the top of their group in the Super 8 round. South Africa's Quinton de Kock got a second straight 50, while Ulrich Nokier bowled a tight final over to help their side edge England. Put to bat first, openers de Kock and Reeza Hendricks got South Africa off to a good start, scoring 63 runs in the power play as de Kock reached a half century in just 22 balls. England needed 14 runs from the last over, but Nokier got England's Harry Brook on the first ball and allowed only 6 runs. South Africa's captain Aidan Markram says it was a combination of skill and spirit.
You're getting to those last 3 overs and it looks like the odds will be heavily against you, and for the bowlers to hang in there, have really good plans and ultimately get the execution right. Shows a lot of skill, but I think it comes from deeper, and that fight and spirit helped us a lot at the back there.
And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.